Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Quick Talk Podcast. I got a really cool guest on the line, and I'm continuing my miniature interviews with all of the presenters at this year's 2016 huge convention in Washington, D.C. This is the first time I've had the opportunity to connect with Santiago. He works with the Howard Partridge team. He's a phenomenal speaker and presenter. He has a lot of passion on the subject matter, and I'm excited to let you get some input from him and learn a little bit about who he is and what his story is. Santiago, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your busy day. How are you?
I am doing phenomenal. Praise God. Thank you.
Absolutely. So you're in Texas, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
So it's very hot there.
Yeah, that's right. We get the folks from Arizona that tell us that it's hot over there. And they come over here in the middle of summer with the humidity. It's just twice as bad.
Yeah, the humidity just kills you. That's what finally breaks you. You can handle the dry heat in Phoenix, but you go to Texas when it's humid in the middle of the summer, it's absolutely unbelievable. But so I can relate with that. So you've been working with Howard for quite some time. He has a large cleaning business and all kinds of other stuff. In a nutshell, you know, who are you? What's your story? How did you get to where you are now?
You got it. So I've been with Howard now going on 15 years. And I started in the service company. I started as a technician out on the field. I originally come from Colombia. So if you can hear my accent, that's where that comes from. And we had to move to the States. My mom and I left as refugees. We came in on an asylum. And when I was in school, I was 17. At that point, I met my wife, who was, of course, my girlfriend back then, and I was looking for a job. And good thing her dad worked here at the cleaning company. He worked inside sales. So he said, hey, man, just come on in, get to know Howard, and let's see how that goes. So I came in, I met Howard. He said, well, you're either going to be great or you're going to suck.
So I'm guessing you turned out great.
Hey, we'll see, right? We still got some time. I can't go down on those expectations for sure, but definitely want to live up to that. And the main thing behind that is as I started growing through the cleaning company, I hurt my back. I got to a point where I couldn't do it anymore. I was out doing I got therapy for about 9 months. I came back. I worked inside the office, worked inside sales, did outside sales, did marketing, did the ops side, and administration. And honestly, the thing that got me the most excited was just to help our team to realize their goals and their dreams. And we really go by, you know, Zig Ziglar's philosophy that you can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what it is that they want.
I love that.
So, yeah, when I got that, I realized that's what I got to focus on. And if I understand how I can help others, that's when I can understand that everything else comes together after that.
Isn't it so funny, Santiago, how so many people have their fist clenched and they try so hard to hold on to everything they have and they try to protect all the secrets they know about their business and they have this scarcity mentality. And really, if you just open up your hands, if you open up your heart, have a mentality of abundance, if you focus on serving the people around you, everything can fall into place. It's an amazing, powerful mind change. Would you agree?
Oh, man, that's so true. Look, even in a small area, there's several that can be successful. You never have to own it all. You can be successful, and so can be other people in your same service area. So if you're thinking as a small business owner that I don't want to connect with everybody, I want to shut down, be closed off to anybody, I don't want to share any of my secrets, then honestly, the only person not being hurt is you. And what I mean by that is if you can connect with others, then great. You can get to know them. You can build relationships bigger than just business relationships, but you can build friendships, things that are going to last for the rest of your lives. But little by little, you start seeing that changes start happening, not just throughout the business owner's lives, but all the employees' lives. And then outside of the employees' lives, their families' lives. And when you start realizing that you're changing communities as a whole, then you start seeing a bigger picture.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, one of the first people I hired in my company before I sold it, I remember the day that he bought his first home. And this guy had come to our company with nothing, very, very on his last leg financially, so to speak. And he grew along with us with a really small team. I'm trying to cast vision. I'm trying to invest. And, you know, after he'd been with us for a while, he had financial stability. His increased self-esteem, all these things had come to place. He really started to light up. And then he bought his first home. And I think I was happier than he was.
Yeah, dude, I know exactly what you were saying. We do a goal-setting process every quarter with all our team, right? And I remember, just like you're saying that, it's reminding me, his name is DB. His name is Dennis. I'm not going to say his last name because this is going to be out there, right? But the cool thing was is that through several generations of his family, his grandfather and grandmother, they didn't have a house. His parents didn't have a house. And he never had a house. He lived in an apartment his whole life until we started going through this process and saying, you know what? What if? Just put it out there. What if? Then he got his house. You should have seen, like, we just had a party over here. Like, oh, man, this is so freaking awesome, man. Congratulations. It was the coolest thing ever to realize not just that, yes, you can accomplish all these great things in life, but it's about the person that he was becoming.
Yes, it's about the process, the journey. And you know what? Howard benefited by default because he has an organization he's built that cultures relationships like that, that invest in his team. So of course, that guy, as he buys his house, he's providing value to the company. He's working, he's growing as a person. There's profit generated, there's revenue generated. But if you only focus on the dollars and not on the team and on the big picture and investing in people, then you're really missing so much inside your business.
You're totally right on that.
So, you know, you mentioned you're from Colombia, which is really interesting. I mean, the economic situation there, I don't know how old you were when you came, but just the business environment, the mentality, the culture of business down there compared to the United States and what you've been learning with Howard, is that a big difference? Because I'm in Costa Rica and it's just unbelievably non-entrepreneurial. And so seeing
that's
that paradigm,
sure.
Yeah, it's so different. And also, Colombia is un país muy peligro, no?
Yeah. And it's honestly gotten so much better. When I first left, I was 17. The first time I went back, I was 27. So I've been 10 years since I've been there. And the country that I went back to was totally different. Everything had changed. Now, from the entrepreneurial mentality, it is there's one cool thing about Colombia is that it's very Americanized, right? And a lot of the same beliefs that they have over there are almost the same beliefs that we have over here with capitalism and free enterprise and everything. So it is really cool to see that. But there's one thing that we have in the States that we don't have anywhere else. And that is the opportunities. It really is amazing the number of opportunities that we have in this country. And when someone starts complaining and saying just bad things about it, I just want to tell them, look, you think this is bad? Go somewhere else because this is awesome. All you have to do is stop looking for problems. Instead, start thinking of solutions. And then you can create a business and create a lifestyle around that.
Absolutely. I see it a lot here. And I've only been down here less than a year. But it really is amazing. And it makes me appreciate what is available to us in the States. It's the most blessed, most rich, most insanely blessed country in the history of mankind. It's unbelievable. And when you're living in it, it's easy to forget that. And not intentionally, but it is. So tell me a little bit, Santiago, about your presentation at the Huge Convention. What are you going to be speaking on?
So I'm talking about probably one of the most powerful things that small business owners need to be aware of and be intentional about. When we ask most small businesses, hey, how do you get most of your business? Just about everybody says referrals. But then I ask them about the referral marketing system, and usually people kind of look at me like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's the most powerful tool, it's the way that we get the most clients, yet it's the least thing that we work on in our business. So what I want to make sure that everybody comes and understands is how to create your system that is going to give you referrals from new customers and from existing customers that it will help you to build your business to that turnkey business that we're looking for.
Yeah, and referrals are great because when they come to you, they're the hottest type of lead you can have. They're already pre-sold. They usually have a higher average ticket. They close faster. There's less haggling with them a lot of times. And the customer acquisition cost is next to nothing, right?
That's right. That's the most amazing part. We've seen some crazy things in advertising. We always say, all right, if you're doing any advertising, you want to be getting at least a 4-to-1 return, minimum. If you're not getting that, then you need to change something. The best returns we've ever seen in advertising was a 4-to-4-to-1. I mean, that's pretty amazing right there.
Yeah.
But then we started just running some numbers on our referral marketing. And so we started looking at it and we realized in some areas we're doing over 1,000-to-1. 1,000-to-1.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And all the people at the huge convention are going to be excited to sit in your session and to hear that because it's something that we can all use. Even if we have an old rusty referral system, it'll be nice to get some new perspectives from a guy who works inside of a very large multi-million dollar business every day. And this isn't theory, guys. This isn't speculative, okay? These guys are living this stuff. Santiago was in charge of these things for a multi-million dollar business, and he's going to share with you for free all the stuff that they did to make it work. That's incredible. Santiago, the last question I have for you is, why do you think people should attend the huge convention?
Look, Howard used to say this, and he'll still say it today. Other than the grace of Almighty God, the most important thing he ever did for his business was to educate himself. The more that you invest in knowing about how to work on your business instead of in your business will pay dividends over and over and over again. I know for some of you, you're thinking, man, I can't take that time away from my business. I got jobs, I got people, I got all these things coming along. But honestly, I want you to really think of this as an investment in your future.
Absolutely. Very well said, Santiago. I'm excited to meet you. Shake your hand. We've never connected in real life. This is the first time we've spoke, but I've heard a lot about you, and I can feel your energy and authenticity in your voice. I appreciate you giving back and showing up at the convention. Muchísimo gracias, mi amigo.
Hey, con mucho gusto.
All right, and take care, Santiago.
Thank you, man. Take care, Joshua.
Let me ask you a question. Are you even remotely considering going to the huge convention this year? Well, if you are, I've made a special deal for Quick Talk listeners. You're going to save $50 off the ticket price. Now, everybody else is going to pay normal price, but not you. Go to thehugeconvention.com/quicktalk and you save $50 right off the price. Now, remember, this is not a cost, okay? It's an investment. This event is absolutely incredible. The second thing I want to announce to you is the new release of The Growth Vault. Now, The Growth Vault comes from all the requests I get from people wanting coaching and training and how do I get this webinar and this teaching you did 6 months ago, and what about these special interviews you do, Josh? I want to learn. I want to grow my business. I put everything into one repository. It's totally free. There's no cost. Go to thegrowthvault.com. There's loads of content on business building, automating, scaling, and building a business that you could sell. Check it out right now. Completely free. It's my gift to you. Thank you so much. Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.